Hi, I'm Maggie.
And I'm Nicole. Welcome to the DAC Dyslexia and Coffee Podcast. We're happy you could join us. We're both moms and dyslexia interventionists who want to talk about our students and children, what dyslexia is, how it affects our kids, strategies to help, and topics related to other learning disabilities will all be covered in this podcast. Parents are not alone, and we want to give voice to the concerns and struggles we are all having. This is a safe place to learn more about how to help our children grow and succeed in school and the world. Grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the conversation.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 81 of Dyslexia and Coffee Podcast. We're going to start today's episode like we always do, which is with the concept of the week. So the concept of the week is our opportunity as practitioners to kind of peel back the curtain a little bit and let our listeners into an intervention session. So we like to teach about things that either we would be teaching directly to our students or their parents. So today's concept of the week is something we would directly teach in intervention, and it is homophone. So a homophone comes from two Greek word parts, homo meaning same, phone meaning sound. So we put that together, and it means that two words that sound the same. So a homophone is when two words do sound the same, but they have different meanings. So some examples, like the word made, made, is like someone who would clean your house. But the word made, M-A-D-E, is like, I made my bed this morning. Some classic examples, right? They're like they are, they're like it is over there, and they're like it belongs to them, really frequently interchanged with each other. So these are things that we would teach directly to our students. And it's one of the things that is pretty confusing. So one of those topics we revisit pretty often. You know, words in English are spelled according to sound, but also to what they mean. So we have an incredibly special episode today. Listeners, we have a really special guest with us today. We have Miss Carolyn Boyington, who is in seventh grade. Is that right, Carolyn?
Yep.
Okay. Miss Carolyn Boyington, daughter of Nicole Boyington, is with us on our podcast today, and she's going to share her own personal experiences with us. So we are really excited to have Carolyn on. She graciously is spending part of her spring break with us because she's a pretty special kid, and we get to have a really fun conversation with Carolyn today. All right. So Miss Carolyn, we're going to start out by, I would like you to tell our listeners, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what's your favorite subject? What do you like to do for fun? What kind of sports do you play?
Well, my favorite subject is English language arts, because then I get to write stories. And then I like to do for fun is I read and I play volleyball, basketball, and soccer.
All the sports. Okay. All right. Do you understand what dyslexia is, Carolyn?
Yes, I do. It's a disorder which affects how a person is able to learn and read.
Yeah, your mom has done well. My next few questions, Miss Carolyn, are going to be kind of personal questions about you and kind of your siblings. What do you notice is kind of hard? You have two siblings who have dyslexia, right?
Yep.
One older sibling and one younger sibling.
That is correct.
Yeah. I love it. I feel very fact-checked right now. what do you notice is a little bit more difficult for your siblings with their dyslexia?
It's hard for them to socialize usually, and it's hard for them to answer some tricky questions that other people may ask.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting that you pick up on that social piece, because often that's not something everyone naturally associates with dyslexia, but is absolutely part of it. It is part of it. How does it make you feel to be with your siblings and someone asks them to do a task that you know they can't complete, or the way they're asking this question makes it not really possible for your siblings to kind of complete a task?
I feel like I should just like step in and help them with the task or answer their question for them.
Yeah.
Because they may not understand it.
Yeah. And that could be so tricky with siblings, right? Yeah. That could be so tricky. How do you support your siblings with reading or writing tasks?
I help them sound out what they're writing, and I also help them sound out what they're reading so that they can learn on their own what that word is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Future dyslexia interventionist sitting yeah. amongst us. I like that, right? You know that it's important that they are able to do it themselves, right? Sometimes answering the question for them all the time, that ultimately is not the most helpful approach, which feels really hard.
Yeah.
Feels hard as a mom too, and a teacher, by the way. How would you like people to know, or what would you like people to know about students with dyslexia?
I would want them to know that they have to be patient and try to support what they're trying to do.
Yeah. I like that answer.
I do too.
Yeah. Miss Carolyn, I'm so thankful that you're here sharing your experiences with us today. You also have ADHD yourself, right? Mm-hmm. How does your ADHD impact you?
It impacts me because it usually is hard to focus on more and on just one task, because I usually just like do one task, and then my brain just wants to go in and do more than one task and multitask.
Yeah. Can relate.
Makes sense.
What do you find about school that is difficult because of your ADHD?
I find it difficult to like just focus on what task I have to do ahead instead, because I just draw and read when the teacher is talking, but I find it kind of funny that I actually pay attention at the same time.
Yeah, so like you kind of feel like that doodling and that kind of drawing actually allows you to pay attention better. Yeah, that's really common. And I think a really big misunderstanding. I work with a lot of students here that, being able to kind of just doodle helps them be able to pay attention better. It doesn't look classically to a teacher, right? Like they're expecting eyes on the board or eyes on me, or they're expecting kind of a, let's sit up straight and act like we're listening. And that can look really different for a lot of kids. And yes. I think your perspective here is going to be so helpful to parents, Carolyn, and to teachers who are listening. You naturally are kind of accommodating your ADHD at school, right? By doing things like doodling. What are some other things that you kind of do at school to accommodate your ADHD?
I kind of like to fidget with my fingers.
Yeah.
And
what else?
I guess that's really just it, because I don't know what else I like to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that may change when you're a little bit older. Do you have any memories of like when you were younger with ADHD? What kind of things maybe you used to do?
I squirmed on the carpet square, and I kind of was a talkative type.
Kind of? Just kind of, huh?
That was really fun.
I do love that. Oh my gosh, I love that. And believe it. What do you find about home that is difficult because of your ADHD?
I kind of find it hard to like, sometimes I just like, just zone out at home and I can't.
We have distractions here, don't we?
Yeah. Two other kids are here. Anyway, and I can't honestly remember what my mom asked me to do because I kind of just zone out.
Yeah. What do you do when that happens? So when you kind of like zone out and you're like, uh-oh, I totally don't remember what mom just asked me to do.
I kind of just ask her to repeat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you like parents and teachers to know about students with ADHD?
I would want them to know that the student, when they're doing something else while they're teaching or talking, they're doing that to just help them focus more.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that is often, but not always the case, right? I talk a lot with the students that I see here about a lot of them do like to kind of doodle or draw, and understanding when it has crossed the line into, oh, well, now I'm just all the way focused on my artwork, right? That line can be hard to find sometimes. What is it like being a sibling to someone with multiple diagnoses?
So I would say it is very annoying that my brother, my siblings, can be very annoying, but they also act pretty nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's really sweet how they act.
Oh, that's a really sweet answer.
That is.
You know, Carolyn, I think it's such a cool thing that you're on our podcast today and sharing really truly from your perspective, right? As a seventh grader, you are a middle child, right?
Yes,
you are a very middle child. So you have an older sister with some complex diagnoses,
yes,
right? And then you have a younger brother also with some complex diagnoses. And so you're really kind of in a position often, right, that you're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, and I also have to, like, take the lead on stuff.
You do. You really have to take the lead on stuff. And I think you do such an awesome job of that. I trust you with my own kids.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else, Miss Carolyn, that you think our listeners – should hear or know?
I don't have a lot, but I think that the listeners who have who know people who have those diagnoses could like tell other people about what the diagnosed person is doing and help them understand how they function.
Yeah.
Can you expand on that? Do you think, like, are you thinking about your older sister?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, give her an example.
Like, sometimes she acts like she's, like, three, and I would say you guys gotta just go with it and try to keep her in check. Which is kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, which is kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
But she doesn't look three, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes the way people look doesn't really match their behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, your role as sister, right, is much different than your role as, like, parent or teacher, right? And I think you play that role so well, the way you interact with your sister and your brother is really a true sibling relationship, right? Doesn't mean they don't drive you crazy. You're definitely allowed to still feel annoyed with your siblings, right?
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I think you're just such a good advocate for both of them just because of the way you interact with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people see that, Carolyn. So I think you're a pretty special kid, and I think it's really cool that you're on with us today, and I really hope our listeners got a lot out of this conversation.
Yes. And I also would say my siblings kind of trust me more because I, like, understand because of how they are learning at school, and they would trust me more because my sister trusts me with everything.
She does, yes.
Yeah.
She also holds me in a tight bear hug and lifts me off the ground and snaps my back.
She does, yes. So sometimes they trust you more because you're not a parent figure, right? Because mm-hmm. Yeah. You're more the...
I'm like their age type, and they mm-hmm. trust people that are like similar age area and understand how like high school and middle school and elementary school work more because they remember.
Yeah, for sure.
That's for sure. Point.
And yeah, I mean, it's been a while for the rest of us.
Just a little while.
You know, and it's not the same. It's not the same as when we were that age.
Correct.
Things have changed. Okay, so we like to end our episodes, Ms. Carolyn, with what is going on beyond dyslexia. So this is where we get to talk about kind of some fun, fluffy stuff. So, Ms. Carolyn, what has been going on for you lately?
I've been busy with a lot of different activities at school. First, it was volleyball, then basketball, and the musical, and now soccer, and I'm in student council. And coffee.
Nicole is raising this one very well.
I would say she is doing a pretty good job.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
That's the best. Couldn't agree more. You are a really busy and special lady, and thank you for being on with us today.
Yes.
Nicole, what's been going on with you?
Lots of different things.
All the things that Carolyn has listed.
Yeah, that Carolyn listed. I think the biggest thing is it's been really fun this week. Carolyn has been on spring break, so we've been doing lots of card games, other games, and hanging out together for most of the week, which has been really fun to have her around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. I like having her around, too. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Please follow us on social media and reach out if you have any questions or you would like us to discuss a topic. If you do like our show, be sure to follow us and give us a rating on your favorite podcast players. This is how we reach more listeners and we get to help more families. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.